In 2020, people tend to be distracted by either fear or anger. The enemy of our souls desires to distract us, but we must help each other to focus on Christ together. Yes, keep our eyes on Christ. By not changing with these crazy times, you and I will be used by the Lord to point people to His authenticity and awesomeness as we submit ourselves to Him. His tremendous peace, which is beyond our understanding and certainly not dependent on circumstances, is so good that it cannot be described. Stay steady and get ready by loving God and keeping His word. Let's cover a few things as we continue to cope with the craziness of this year. Take breaks from depressing news stories and get back to relishing the good news of Jesus Christ. Regularly turn on worship music instead of the talking heads so that you can clear your head and focus on Christ instead. Next, count blessings instead of problems. And remember that victory in Christ remains secure. Nothing that happens this year can ever change His love. Christ will return and make all things right. So keep fighting the good fight by praying, loving, and staying steady in Him. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the full armor of God, for His precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil." 1 Thessalonians 1:2-3 reminds us of our motivation and need to give thanks as we continue to work. Quote, "We give thanks to God always for all of you, continually mentioning you in our prayers, recalling unceasingly before our God and Father your work energized by faith." I'll read that again. Energized by faith. "And your service motivated by love and unwavering hope in the return of our Lord Jesus Christ." And finally, here's a wonderful verse. Hebrews 6:13. It provides remarkable encouragement as well. Quote, "This hope, this confident assurance we have as an anchor of the soul, it cannot slip and it cannot break down under whatever pressure bears upon it. A safe and steadfast hope that enters within the veil of the heavenly temple, that most holy place in which the very presence of God dwells." My friends, it's time to fold our hands in prayer. Keep steady hands because of our rock-solid hope, and extend our hands in love to those who are hurting in this crazy year. And let's remember, Christ will come again, and Christ is with us now. 2020 will end, but God's love is endless. We need only to trust and consistently double-check ourselves about what we are focusing most upon. Keep looking up to the King of Kings, who is continuing to be up to good, good things. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is good. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us no matter what. We thank you that you understand us, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross and bear the punishment for all our sins, and that you have provided a way that we could be with you forever as we rely on Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord. And that's what we do right now. We just welcome you in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Please cleanse us of our sin. We confess and repent of our sin, of trusting other things and instead of you, and doing things that you would not have us do. Help us, Lord, instead to just welcome you, listen to you, obey out of love for you, and please help us love others. We rely on you alone for salvation, and we pray for all our family and friends, for your best for all of them, for your best for every prayer request sent to Praying Pals. And we pray for troops and veterans, nursing home residents, those in healthcare professions, kids and teachers, parents. We just pray for all during this very unusual time, that you would draw people to yourself and help them sense your presence, and that there'd be a great awakening and revival in our land. We bless your name and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.